So over here we have the Bletchley Park Pigeon Loft. There were many pigeons based at Bletchley Park during the war, and these were all owned by MI6, who were using them for communications, believe it or not. So what you would do with your pigeon is this. You take your pigeon and you put it in a metal canister with air holes, and then you take that and you hand it to a pilot. The pilot takes it at very high altitude over enemy territory to give coordinates, and then at that given moment throws the canister out of the plane and flies home. Now, it's got a parachute, fortunately, so a little pigeon comes down, lands on the ground where a double agent or spy will be waiting for it. They will then attach the capsule to its leg. The capsule contains cigarette paper with micro dots on it. Micro dots are so small that you can get a million word documents on this piece of paper. So all the information they've got or documents they've stolen all go on there, on the capsule, let it go. A few hours later, of course, it lands back in there and they get the capsule.
A few hours?
Yeah. Wow, yeah, the record was 3.5 hours on tailwind. Yeah.
What with the queuing?
Wow, absolutely.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, believe it or not, that pigeon got the Dickin Medal, which is the, like the Pigeon Victoria Cross.
You know, and I think I saw that pigeon. He looked really proud.
The Concorde of Pigeons. Yeah. With me, medal.